Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
At my lowest point.
Good evening. Welcome to Jesus the Only Way radio blog. My name is Faith Dean and I am your host. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. All those out there listening, let's give God some praise. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Today, we have an anointed woman of God, our special guest, Sister Angel Dominique, and she will be speaking on what the Lord has placed on her heart. But before we get started, Deacon Chapman, would you like to open us up in prayer, please?
Well, Father God, as we approach your throne of grace, Father, praising your divine and holy sovereign name, first of all, we thank you, Father, for this day that you have made, and we are definitely going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the risen and ascended Son, Jesus. We thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us from the day of conception to this present moment, Father. And, Father, bless this radio station. Bless Sister Faith, Father. Keep her indwelled in the Word. Keep her reaching out forth to those that are brokenhearted and lonely and still steeped in darkness. Bless the speaker of the hour, Father. Use her as a vessel for you, Father. Let the Spirit speak as it always does. And we thank you and bless all the hearers that are listening today, that anyone that does not have an open heart, maybe something will be said today that will open their heart to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and be his representative. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Angel, you can go ahead and start.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I am very, very grateful to be on your show. I have been asked several times to be on people's radio shows, and when you had asked me to be on your show and I checked it out, I was, my heart and my spirit jumped for joy because you're completely glorifying the Lord on your show. You're not compromising. This is a Christian radio show. Jesus, the only way, is very clear. And I can tell you, sister, that you are, you know, when you're doing something that's only going to glorify God, it comes sometimes with a little struggle because you're not compromising. You're not trying to, you know, make your show, you know, glorify the world. And then sometimes you may not even get the people to listen because of the title of the show. But when you put this thing together 3 years ago, you didn't care. You was doing what God told you to do. And that's what the message today is what did God tell us to do? Amen to that. A lot of times we asking God for things. We want this. We want the healing. We want the finance. We want to know what the will of God for our life is. But Jesus said, why do you keep calling me Lord, but you don't listen to me? Come on. going to read something out of Isaiah 58. And this has really opened up my mind, my heart, and my soul to everything that Jesus has been telling us. Because a lot of us, every day, we're seeking for love. We want joy. We want peace. Even people that believe in God and they love God, they wonder, why is it that I'm still in the same place? Okay? I want you guys to listen to this in Isaiah 58. This is awesome. It says, you humble yourselves by going through the motions of penance, bowing your heads like reeds bending in the wind. You dress in burlap and cover yourselves with ashes. Is this what you call fasting? Do you really think this will please the Lord? No, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from relatives who need your help. Then your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer, yes, I am here. He will quickly reply. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing fingers and malicious talk, and if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will straighten your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up their age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of peaceful dwellings. Praise be to God. Now, I know someone just came on. We were reading in Isaiah 58. We were talking about the word God put in my spirit. While a lot of people are not getting their prayers answered, their situations aren't changing. And in Isaiah 58, it's such an awesome read because it talks about, because see, when we want to fast, we want to get closer to God. When you really think about it, it's because you want something for self, because you want something to be answered for your needs. But God is saying, if you really want to get closer to me, free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. God is saying, do as I do. And when you do as I do, praise be to God, then he'll listen and hear us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Hello?
Hello? Are you guys still here?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay.
At least I am.
Okay. Yeah, so praise God. So that's what the, you know, what I tell people that are struggling right now, they really wanting some things because, see, the thing is, there's a lot of us that, you know, we love God, but we're not listening to him. We're not going out. You know, and he said before he left that we need to go out and serve people. You know, I've been doing prison ministry for since 2006, and it has been a struggle going into these jails and seeing people get out, and at the end up going right back in again. The next year I come and they remember me, Sister Angel, and it grieves my heart. You know, but. You know, we can't give up. We got to keep going in there and just keep sharing the word until they get tired, you know, and decide to say, hey, look, you know what? Nothing else is working. I need to take God seriously. So for me, you know, my message is, you know, in my ministry is being a doer as an example. And on my website, if you guys have a pen, you can go to www.aturninmybelly.com. And that's www.aturninmybelly.com. The website is down right now because we're uploading some videos, and then it'll be back up today, probably a little bit later this afternoon. But if you go on that site, you'll see some videos of some things I'm sharing and also some demonstrations of going out. You know, I have a small group where we go out. And it's funny because a lot of people always say, what church are you from? And I always tell them, you know, I do go to church, but this is just my small group. We put our little monies together. We don't get no donations. I say, hey, what do you guys want to serve next month? They say, let's do barbecue. Let's do some backpacks. Let's do whatever. And I'll buy this. They'll buy that. We'll get all our stuff together, pack it all up, and we'll choose what street we want to go. We're going to go downtown Sacramento. We're going to North B. Whatever area God put in our heart, we go out there. I bring Bibles. I have, you know, people that give me their used Bibles. Sometimes we have two or three different Bibles. So I say, hey, you want to donate one of your Bibles? I'll go down there. I'll put the little Bibles on the floor and ask anybody, do they need a Bible? Do they need clothes or shoes? And I'm telling you, it's beautiful because God is getting glorified. And when someone can tell you what church are you from, and I tell them, we are the church. You're the church. I'm the church. So I'm just, these are our sisters and brothers that are out here. And every day that goes by, just like Jesus said, you can help them at any time. There's always going to be four amongst you. And I think how many pastors, I don't even see pastors out there helping the homeless out there. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to do my thing. So I just get a few of us together. We go make our little lunches, go out. We was out there last week. I did a video I'm uploading on my site. It's called Demonstration of God's Love, to show people how you just go out and do it. Some people, they don't know how to go out there. They're like, well, what do I do, you know? Hey, you have an old clothes? Quit giving it to the Goodwill. All they're doing is making money off it. Just go down, drive around. You see people hanging out. Ask them, hey, do you need a shirt? Do you need a pair of pants? You bless the people. God will move. The Holy Spirit will move you where to go to help people. And that's what my whole ministry is. It started off with prison ministry, and then the Lord told me he wanted me to go out in the streets. He says, you know what, Angel? I want you to start going out in the streets. He says, when you be on your bike, bring your book. When you see somebody, ask them, you know, do they know Jesus? Just start talking to them. You give them a book. He told me to stop selling my book and let them download it for free. You say, start letting people get your information for free because not everybody has $1,499. I said, praise God. And God has blessed me. My finances have increased because I'm doing God's will. I mean, we got to do the will of God. So, you know, my message basically for people is just start, you know, get out your comfort zone, read Isaiah 58. Us Christian people, we need to be in action. We've got to be in action. The world is getting worse. We see on TV people going into the church, listening to the whole service, and then shooting the people. Okay? That's how evil it is. Okay, the man sat there for an hour and did that whole message. It did not move that man to put that gun away. He still shot him. That's scary. We need to be in the will of God. We need to be showing that light out there. Because it's going to be harder for the world, it's going to be harder for us. Because guess what? God said, let my will be the way. So we need to start doing what God has called us to do. A lot of us have gifts, and we really got to start putting them to use because we're going to start losing them gifts as people are losing their lives. So, you know, God is just amazing what he's doing. You know, we just have to really start getting serious and start talking to your pastors. If you don't have a church, get connected. If you don't feel comfortable in church, start going online. I'm starting to put little sermons on my website. So now, where I work, I see people, and I talk to them for like an hour, and I'll ask them, what do you fellowship? And they'll say, oh, I don't go to church. And the Lord started putting in my spirit, Angel, you know what, they like talking to you, so you lead them. So I'm going to have to start leading them to my website. Okay, you don't go to church, get into the word here. And as they start getting into that word, they're going to start wanting to go out and be closer to the light. They're going to want to get connected to a church. They're going to want to be around God's people because they're going to get that love. They're going to get that joy. So God is just doing some amazing things right now for the believers, you know, for the people that are.
Amen. I do have a question. What made you do what you do? What? I mean, I know that was probably God calling, but is it something in your life that made you want to do what you do now? Is it some kind of, just tell me how it all got started. Hello?
Hello?
Is everybody here?
Okay. Yes. You hear me okay? Yeah, I hear something in the background. Maybe something got muted. But what that started for me, honestly, is...
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, for me, you know what really got me started, honestly, is... I was going to the church every week. I was paying my tithe. I was doing, you know, with the church, you know, hospitality and all these kinds of things. But there was something in my spirit that just, something didn't feel right to me. Every time I would go to church, the Lord would tell me to look around. All these people are saved in here. They know Jesus. He was like, you need to be doing something different. You need to be going out. And I would always ignore it. And I go back to church, and I'd be sitting there looking. And I noticed that the last few churches I had gotten involved with, they had gotten really into that prosperity. You know, they're really, you know, we know that we're prosperous, you know, God provides and all this, but they're really pushing the prosperity teaching. And for me, my spirit was grieved. And when I went home, I got on my knees and I said, Lord, I said, I'm not going back to church. I said, because I don't see nobody really helping the homeless. I don't really see nobody going out there helping the addicts. You know, I just see that every time I'm coming, they're talking about these the millionaires coming up and the nice cars and houses. I have houses for you. And I was just really, I was a baby in Christ. I, even though it sounds real good to me, that's why I have a feeling that people really are touched by God. Because even though you're listening to these messages, when God has already anointed you and He already has His hand on you, you don't buy it. You tend to be a rebel against it. And I remember getting on my knees saying, Lord, I'm not going back to them churches and blah, blah, blah. And when I got up, I got a spirit of fear hit me. And I said, you know what, I shouldn't have spoke to God like that. So I got back on my knees and I said, Lord, I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to speak like that to you. I said, I just don't like what they're doing at the church. I said, but I do want to know more about you. I went to the church so I can get closer to you. And I started praying the Our Father prayer. And as I started praying the Our Father prayer, there was a churn in my belly. It was this feeling that came over me, almost like when you go to turn the doorknob, that churn, my whole belly felt like something just like touched it. And I started speaking in a whole other language. They call it tongues. And when I started speaking in the spirit, and I stopped. I got startled. From that day, I knew Jesus is real. He's with me, and I'm not playing with Him. Because when you have an experience with the Lord,
I'm talking about just going and having a little feeling of happiness. I'm talking about when you start feeling the Holy Spirit touches you and you're not doing what God's saying, it's a fear that comes with it. So even though I want to lay down in my bed and watch TV, all that kind of stuff, I can't. Because the Lord is going to say, Angel, what are you doing? When's the last time you went to the prison? When's the last time you went out there and served on people? When's the last time you went in your closet with just clothes you can't fit? No one give it to them people. So for me, in my experience, it's the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not going to be able to really do your purpose, what God called you to do. And people are going to look at you, and they're going to say, you think you're holy, you're holier than thou? But all I can say is that's the goal, honey. That's the goal. Because I love the Lord. And when the Holy Spirit communes with you, and you know what the word says, you need to line your life up with that. So that's why I go out there, is because I have to go out there. Even if I didn't want to, it's just like when you got to eat and you're hungry. If you don't eat, you're still going to be even more hungry. That's the same thing with me. Mm-hmm. If I don't serve, the hunger comes. I gotta serve. You know, there's nothing good going to happen for me if I don't go out there. What's going to come for me is death. If I don't go out there and serve the Lord, death is coming for me.
Amen. Amen.
Does anybody have any questions or comments?
I'd like to make a few.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning, say, personal ministries, you know, ministry takes place when divine resources meet human needs through the loving channels of the glory of God. And a person mm-hmm. that has that capability, we go back to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now, the Bible is telling us that if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And that means that we have to live the Christ way. And if we live in Christ and he lives in us, our minds are filled with his spirit. We talk with his spirit. We pray in his spirit. And also the other thing is that Christ sent his spirit to every man and woman. It is for us to recognize it and make it the greatest reality of our lives. Because a speaker said something about in church, people that are saved are not working in the same manner. But everybody that sits in those pews are not saved. Saved people are saints. You go to Romans 16:1 about Phoebe. Paul introduced her as a saint. And a saint is a holy person. They operate in holiness because God is holy. And once you profess Christ, you also profess in God his Father. And our works are for him to be a witness in him. And if you can't really audibly witness by the way that you treat people, how you talk to people, and how you have lived this new life that you have professed in Christ. And when you profess Christ, you take on a new embodiment. You're not in the dark no more. You have come to the light. But a lot of us are still got our foot in that door of the darkness, the world. We have not fully come to Christ yet. We can talk about Christ. We can talk about God. But do we really have a loving, foundational relationship with him? Amen.
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 And that's when you see these people that they're coming back in. You know, a lot of times they want to change. You know, they want to change. They want, you know, what God has for them. But it's that decision to walk away from the same people you're with, your association. It's like what Jesus said, you know, you have to follow me. You have to almost, you know, in the Bible it says hate, but what he's saying is love less. God has to be first. And a lot of times I tell people the reason why you find yourself in the same place is because you have not put God first. He's not your first love. And that's the same thing with homosexuality. A lot of people that have a homosexuality spirit on them, they say, well, I was born like this. that's great. God says be born again. Deny yourself. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And when you put God first, like when you think about your first love, when you love that person, you're not going to do anything to hurt that person because you love them. It doesn't matter how you feel or what you want. And see, people mm-hmm. don't read that part of the Bible. They read about the promises and the prosperity, but you know what? All that stuff, that even you see people that aren't doing the right thing that seems prosperous, all that stuff is kind of come to an end. And what happens when they lose everything? They jump out the window. Oh, the guy lost his stock. He lost all his money, and he killed himself because that's their love. See? So I tell people, when mm-hmm. God is your first love, you'll see change.
Mm. Amen.
I got a text about maybe like 3 or 4 days ago, and a person put on the text, when you go to church, bring a homeless person with you. And I thought about that, and I kept thinking about that. Was that is that God telling me to do this, or is God telling me to bring the church to the homeless? And so I'm going to take action on that, whether I bring that person to church or I go myself out to the homeless and speak with one to another. But it's not so much the church. We are the church, and we can bring the
Amen.
Church to wherever we at. So
Amen.
I'm definitely going to take that and receive that word, that text that I got, and I'm definitely going to bring my Bible and take that up on that, because I believe that was God speaking to me. And
that's beautiful.
The other part.
And if you do that, take somebody with you. Make sure you're not by yourself. Take somebody with you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But also, I think I'm gonna snatch that idea. That's a good idea. While you're
yeah.
talking to the people, sharing the meal with them, just ask them, hey, mm-hmm. you know, if I come to pick you up, would you like to come? You know what I'm saying? That's a
yeah.
great idea.
Well, but also you have to remember too, excuse me cutting in, but to meet people where they are so you can get them to where they need to be. Because
right.
you know, through 2017, when actually some of the 11 and saw Jesus, they say some worship him, but some doubt it. So you're always going to have those doubtful people. And I'll just give you a small scenario. I was at a gathering, and these all the members of the church, it was a church group, well, a congregational group, they had T-shirts on, and it was about the living God and some scriptures. But anyway, two of the ladies got into a verbal altercation, and the husband, the husband of the wife, another lady was singing, joined in, and it was almost becoming physical. So when they broke it up, I spoke to them, and I said, you're out in the public, and they had a lot of groups of people having picnics and family reunion in this particular park. The park was crowded. So, you know, people started staring at what was happening. I said, now you have scripture and you have the word Church of the Living God on your T-shirts, but you're acting worldly. So how do you expect the world to come to you when you act like them? And so, you see, so we have to mind our manners. We have to mind our walk. And then so, like, when you invite somebody to your congregation that's out of Christ, to introduce them to Christ and the teachings of Christ, the place that you bring them to has to deem the Spirit of God on them when that person come in. And a lot of
Amen.
I have visited, and I will say this and back it up. You go in, nobody greets you. Nobody smiles at you. Nobody speaks to you. And if you will say you profess Christ, and I say you can't be acting all holy and raising your hand and jumping and shouting on this particular first day of the week, and then act like a junkyard dog Monday through Saturday.
Yeah, because God
is
everything.
That's true.
I was given into Him, and He commissioned His disciples to go and baptize in the name of the Father
in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. That's the deity right there. And people say they can't understand the deity. But then he also said, go teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. So that is when we learn the word of God, you have a commandment to teach those things. Don't teach your opinion. Don't teach your thoughts.
Amen.
But the word of God spoken to you, and the only way you can get that, sisters and brothers, get into this word. Make a diet on his word. Do like Ezekiel in the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 4. God had him to eat the scroll, and it looked like, but it, when he tasted and digested, it tasted like honey. So he was his prophet to go to those exiles in Babylon. So if you to me, from that scripture, anybody come to me and say, I confess Christ, I want to eat the Bible. It's just a joke.
That is so true. We really do have to be that light, you know, and the Lord is always putting that on my heart, because I work in a place where I'm around people all the time. And Pastor, what you're saying is right, because a lot of times I see people that act nasty and they're wearing that cross.
Right.
I see the little necklace and the beautiful crucifix, and then you say good morning, and they won't even look at you.
And you don't really need a T-shirt. You don't need a cross around your neck. You don't need all these religious emblems to represent Christ. You represent him in being who you are, the way he's chosen, because you are in his presence, and he is in your midst all 24/7. And the thing about it is that he said, make no graven images of heaven, earth, or under the sea. But we love images. We love, and that's a form of idolatry. God wants to worship him only in holiness. When he says, bear the cross, he didn't say that you got to take a cross and put some wheels on and take it all over the world. It means you pick up to those people that he had, things that he have taken you through. That's your testimony to help someone that you observe going through the things that he brought you out of, that you can step forth and help them.
Amen. And I wanna say something on that. I was one of those people that were lost, that I needed God, but I didn't know how to reach him. And I was so hurt, I didn't even know how to reach. And total strangers came into my life and helped me or pulled me out of the place that I was in. And each little area that I was hurt at, God brought a person into my life that would share something or put a word in my life that brought me up out of that place. And I love the fact that God can use you wherever you are at. He'll take you. And especially when you were saying about the Holy Spirit, bringing you into a place that you probably would never go to help somebody else that's in the dark. And when God tells you to do something, you've got to do it. And it's the same, I want to look at TV, but no, I'm going to go and help so-and-so. But I would not be who I am today had those people not been in my life to help me to get healed in many places in my life. That was, and I just thank them. I love them for what they've done to me. They left their own family to do what they did, and that was probably the call that they had that God asked for them to do. They stayed in God's word, and they did what God asked them to do, and many people were helped behind that, and I just thank them. I just thank those ladies that came in and helped me out.
Let me say something, because I'm hearing people come on the line. I want you guys to write my email. I want you guys to write my email down, because whoever emails me, I want to send them a free copy of my book. Okay, no cost to them. You know, for coming on, that was nice of them to come and listen. My email is angelonline@att.net. That's angelonline@att.net. All you have to do is just say, hey, I listened to the show.
here's my address. I'm going to send you out a book. The book is awesome because it teaches you, talked about the Holy Spirit, talked about my testimony. My true testimony is being filled with the Holy Spirit at my house while I was on my knees saying the Our Father prayer. It's not about the building. It's about you seeking God in truth, in the right motive. I was asking God about the church that was talking about money all day long, and I wasn't going to go back. That's why I got filled with the Holy Spirit when the Lord seen my heart was right. He said, okay, you know, all right, you're starting to see now. Because he had been telling me every time I kept going to that church, why am I here? When you need to be out there. I'm not saying don't go to church. I attended church. I've been going to Bayside for probably over 8 years. My pastor was a pastor, a parson, the one that passed away. And I still go to church. And I deal with hospitality. And I serve at the church. But the thing is, I need to be active in my community. I need to take what the pastor's teaching me out into my community and teach other people. And also do the will of God is to go out and love on people out there and help people and give back what God has given me. So it's not just about going to church. It's about utilizing the tools that the Word gives us for our life. Because if you become a bench warmer and you keep going to church every week, and you sit down and you listen to the Word and you go home, you yell at your husband or you yell at the kids, and you're not, you know, using or doing or applying what the Word says, what's going to happen is you're going to be worse off than you were when you first started going to church. Things are going to get real bad for you. Okay? Things are going to get real bad for you. I know I used to be into that, going to the church, sitting in the bench, and I wasn't applying it to my life. I bought that beautiful house. I had the business. I lost the house. I lost the business. I told God if he paid off all my bills, I would serve him. He paid off all my bills, and I built me another business. Didn't have time for the Lord. So the Lord taught me some things, you know, and the number one thing I learned was God has to be first. We have to love him with all our mind, our heart, our soul. We have to love him first. Mm. Second, we got to love our neighbors. Okay? And with that number one, loving God first, we have to listen to everything he says to do. We got to do. Because guess what? People keep reading these scriptures. You know, God provides my needs through his riches and glory. But if you go further down, it says, but you obey my command. People forget that part. So we have to.
Yeah. And also, you need to build a strong testimony. When you build a strong testimony, you love the Lord and you have commitment to your life. You help people. You don't seduce them.
Amen.
Yourself. You teach people righteousness behavior and not fleshly and worldly behavior. And you teach them to serve people and not to destroy them. See, we are not consistent with, we have a lot of inconsistency with our lives, our spiritual lives. We find people who are kind today and unkind tomorrow. We find people that help certain group of people and won't help others. And Sister Angel, I used to say the same thing growing up, go to church. I hear my mama and my grandma, we go to church. But I've learned through God's word, I go there for prayer, praise, and worship.
Come on.
My service comes after I've got that embedded and embodied in me. Then I go out and serve people. And when the door is open, I don't just go browbeat people. I don't just go slap myself. But whenever they open the door about this Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the only begotten Son of God, I open this big mouth of mine. And I got people to witness to tell you about the goodness of God through his Son, the indwelling Holy Spirit. Because John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can get us far but by me. He is the door. Are you going to enter the door?
Come on.
So if you're not going to enter that, you need to get on your knees. Ask God to raise up those hidden sins that you have within you.
Come on.
Make them. Then ask him to show you as he see you. And when he does that and you repent of these sins, ask him to stay close to you and keep you guided by walk taught by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we're getting ready to close. Thank you so much, Sister Angel, for what you spoke on today. It really opened up my heart. And we have come to the end. Would you like to close in prayer?
You want
Sister
me to pray,
Angel?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Father, I just thank you for this word. And I know that people are coming in and listening, Lord, and we don't know what all their needs are, Father God, but you do know their needs. And you say, much more and more, God, that you're hearing them this, Lord God. So I just ask you, for each and every person, Lord, just, you know, answer their prayer, Father God. You know their needs before we even ask, Lord God. And I hope that whatever seed you planted, it will grow, Father, where they'll go out and serve, Lord. And we just ask these things in Jesus' name. There's one more thing I want to say real quick. We know that there's a lot of stuff going on right now. I was talking to I had an online Bible study with a lady that she does Bible study with me. And I had asked her, I said, you know, there's a lot going on with what's going on with Iran and Israel. And I know this is the world, and we are not a part of the world system. You know, we know Jesus is coming back for his people. I said, but what do we need to really do? And she said, Angel, she said, pray, you know, that the leaders will do the right thing. So I know it's frustrating right now, but as Christians, we need to start praying for these leaders that they will do the right thing. Because as you see the world, they're pushing Christianity out, and the ones that are so-called Christian, like the pastor said, they look like the world. They look like the world. They're compromising. So we really have to pray for these leaders. So, you know, that's all I wanted to say.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You guys all have a good evening. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Angel. And let's see again. You guys, God bless you guys and have a great evening.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye. Some people have seen where God has brought you from. Really understand it. They don't know your story.